Hey everyone, welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk all things poultry in hopes of educating chicken keepers and inspiring future flock owners. And I'm Jeff. Summer, the long, warm, sunny days are here finally. And while many of us relish the warmth of the summer sun, like me, your poultry flock may suffer from its ill effects unless you plan ahead. And today, we're going to talk about a few tips on dealing with the summer heat, humidity, and what else loves the summer in caring for your chickens. So let's talk about the heat first. And there are two must-have items for your chickens to thrive in this wonderful summer heat. First, plenty of cool, clean, fresh water is very necessary. Water is the most important nutrient that your hens want to drink when it's hot outside. Make sure that your waterers are not located in the direct sun. Your hens will drink more water in the hot weather than they do in the more moderate temperatures. So checking and refilling those waters as needed is important. What I did was I built an automated watering system using the watering cups at Meyer Hatchery and hooked it up to PVC pipes so that my flock never ran out of water. If your laying hens run out of water for even a few hours, their laying schedule, their ability to lay eggs will be affected for a few days or maybe longer while they recover from mild dehydration. The second important item that you need to ensure your hens have in extreme heat is plenty of shade. Animals of any kind need to be able to escape the direct sun when temperatures soar, and poultry is no exception. If your run area does not have adequate shade from trees or bushes, well, you may need to consider building some sort of temporary structure to provide shade. Actually, no, you don't need to consider it. You need to do it. You may also find that your hens may spend more time inside the coop if there's not enough shade in the run. And that's okay if you have only a few hens in a large coop. But if you have a large flock and many of them gather in the coop to find shade, they put off a lot of body heat, and that will cause the temperature inside the coop to rise. So then you need to hang a box fan in the coop to keep the air moving inside and help get that heat out of there. Another tip is to help your flock with the summer sun is to offer electrolytes in their drinking water, which we offer at checkout when you order your chicks, called the Vital Pack. And you can also get it on our website. Now we get into what else loves the summer, external parasites. Now, even the most experienced poultry keepers will likely deal with a case of external parasites on your chickens at some point. Mites, lice, fleas can all reside on your chicken and in your coop. These parasites can cause illness and even death if you don't actively look for them and treat them when necessary. And let's cover a few of the most common ones. First up, red roost mites. Now, this mite thrives best in warm weather. During the night, the mites can be found on the birds themselves, but during the day, they live in the coop, making detection difficult since you may not see them on the birds during the daytime. They can survive off the chicken for about a month, which so can the following one, the northern fowl mite. And you'll usually find this mite living around the chicken's vent and possibly under its wings. Both of these can be treated completely by removing all bedding and nesting box material and getting rid of it, either by burning or in the trash. Then you can use Prozap dust off our website, which you can put on the chicken's bottoms and under the wings. Then spread it around the roost, the nesting boxes, walls, and floors, making sure to get in the cracks. Then you can add new bedding, and you might have to repeat as needed. And please read the directions. Now, this last mite is called the scaly leg mites. This mite burrows under the scales of the chicken legs, causing the scales to lift up and away from the leg surface, giving the legs a rough appearance. This can be very painful for the chicken, and if untreated, can cause lameness. So to treat, you need to soak the feet and the legs in a mild soapy solution and then gently scrub the loose scales and debris using a soft toothbrush. Then apply petroleum jelly thoroughly to the entire surface of both legs. Repeat soaking, scrubbing, and applying the jelly every 3 days until the scales return to normal. Lice. Just saying it makes my head itch, right? Now, chickens can get a variety of different species of lice, which can cause irritation, restlessness to the point of exhaustion, which then leads to a lower rate of lay, poor nutrition, and can lead to other diseases and internal parasites if not taken care of. Different species of chicken lice prefer different parts of the body. The wing lice, the vent lice, face lice are common names for some lice that infest chickens. Your lice are bigger than mites and can easily be seen by the naked eye if you part the feathers and look carefully at the skin. You may also notice eggs and baby lice attached to the base of the feather shafts. To treat, use ivermectin topical drops, or Prozac also works well for all lice species that infect chickens. You need to be sure to retreat them in 7 days to eliminate newly hatched eggs that might have missed the treatment, especially if you use ivermectin. Fleas and ticks are usually less common in chicks than mites or lice. The sand flea and the stick-tight flea are the more common of the fleas to infest chickens. A chicken's natural tendency to desk bathe and preen themselves usually keeps fleas and ticks in check. Well, I hope you had as much fun hearing about the parasites that can infect your chicks. But that's part of taking care of your chickens. You need to inspect them regularly to make sure that they're doing okay and that they can lay the eggs that you need and want. Also, remember that shade and water to keep our cool chickens cool is important. And remember, life is good because we have chickens. Now, do you have any ideas, topics you'd like me to talk about on The Coop? I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email to info@meyerhatcher.com. And with that, I thank you for listening to The Coop. Be sure to subscribe, and if you'd be so kind to me, just drop me a review. Now, did you know you can save $5 off your next Meyer Hatchery purchase? Just enter the coupon code THECOOP at checkout.